Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of confidence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. How to wear a suit without a tie. This is one of my favorite looks and something I pull off all the time, but there are a few rules to pulling this off. And it really comes down to sending the message that you didn't forget to wear your tie. And that's key because some people do. Some people don't know that they should actually be wearing a tie with the clothing they've got there. Some of the clothing is actually, it just looks better when you wear a tie. And this isn't always the case. There are certain qualifications that the shirt has to have, which I'll get into, certain things that we want to look for in a suit. And then we want to, you know, look at a few other little things you could add with this to really, and I'm going to get into those five particulars here in a second. But the main theme, the big rule that you've got to understand here is that there are dress codes and you need to follow those dress codes. It's not just about you. It's about the person putting on the event, the people hosting the event. They oftentimes want to send a signal or they want to create an environment, whether it be work, whether it be a casual event. So if you get invited to a black tie event, understand this isn't the time when you show up in your suit without a necktie. This is something, in fact, you need to wear black tie attire, which is going to be, you know, if you're not familiar, the tuxedo, AKA black tie, there is a prescribed system to wearing this. You will wear a black tie, makes sense. But if it's a business event, let's say it's a business attire is requested, is, you know, it's an interview and the company you want to work for is conservative. It's a law firm in New York City. It's a consulting firm out of, I don't know, Los Angeles or Chicago. A lot of those industries, the banking industry, they do require ties and they require a suit. They want you to be able to bring the whole thing together. So in those cases, you want to go with what is required there. But there are going to be many other situations. Let's say a business casual event that's going to be a networking event, really. And you're familiar with almost everyone there. You're going to see some people from work. You're going to meet some people maybe in other industries, but it's at night. It's at an evening restaurant. Perhaps you're in Kansas City and, you know, it's something that, yes, you could wear the necktie, but you realize, hey, this is an opportunity for me to pull off the no necktie look. And I think it can come off as a bit more casual, a bit more open, and a fun look that if done right, is really just a great image that I know I personally, I pull off all the time. So I talked about the five steps, but before I get into that, guys, hopefully, you know, you can go over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode 91 and get all of these show notes. They're all waiting for you over there. In addition to over 100 infographics, all the other episodes of this podcast, you can go through over 2000 articles on men's style. And of course, almost 1000 videos over at YouTube and some of our other platforms. So go check it out. I know a lot of you guys already are familiar with the website, but to me, it's just, there's so many great things. There's an app, it's free. And there's just so many great things. And if you want to take your style to the next level, go check out my premium course. It's called The Style System. And this is, if you're going to take one course on men's style, this is it. It encompasses everything you need to know to build a strong base so that you go out there and you make smart purchasing decisions, AKA you're not wasting a lot of money on something that you don't need to own. And it helps you get more miles out of what you do and allows you to just walk into a room and develop the confidence to be the best dressed man in the room and not to be afraid of that. Something highly advocate. So getting back to the 5 points. So first up, you want to make sure you're wearing a suit that this isn't going to be just a regular dark colored navy suit. You can't pull that look off. And I think that still looks great, but you want, I think, a more casual suit. So what are more casual suits? Usually they're going to be in lighter colors. They can be lighter grays. They could be true blues. You could start to bring in a few other colors there. They also are going to bring in patterns. So this is where you're going to start to see maybe a check pattern. And this could be in the fabric weave itself, not something that you, from a distance, it may look solid, but you get up close and you start to see small, subtle patterns. You're going to see things like, you know, bird's eye. You're going to see things like nail's head when it comes to the fabric. These are particular patterns that, again, from a distance, look solid. But you get up close, you start to see, oh, there's actually three colors working in this fabric. And small repeating patterns like that, I think, look really great with a casual suit. Now, lighter colors in general, so if you're going to go with a tan, maybe you're going to go with a beige, maybe you want to even go for an off-white. And that would be more of a summer look and something that I think is more advanced. But all of these send the signal. This is not my business go-to dark colored suit. This is one of the many suits I probably have in my wardrobe, and that gives you the ability to pull off that more casual look. This used to be much more common. Men wore suits almost anytime they went out the door. And a suit, by definition, is just simply a pair of trousers and a jacket made from the same material. But casual suit. Men used to wear suits in and around their house. The leisure suit, you've probably heard of it. I'm not going to say I want to bring that back, but I am going to say, I mean, technically a pair of pajamas that have a top and a bottom. Maybe not so much because it's not so much a jacket, but you can kind of see where I'm going with this. But I would say, look to bring in the casual suit. Next up, make sure that the shirt is up to task. So if a shirt is being worn with a necktie, the cool advantage to that for the shirt is that it forgives a lot of things. So if it's not the perfect fitting shirt, it's going to be fine. As long as it fits you okay in and around the neck area, you're going to be closing that up. The necktie is going to bring it all together and you're good to go. It doesn't matter so much if the collar is a little bit flimsy, if the placket is pretty weak, or maybe, you know, all these things can be forgiven. Unless you're wearing it without the necktie, then all of a sudden you got to pay attention to that collar. You got to make sure that, you know, go ahead and use some bones in there, AKA collar stays. You want to make sure that it's got a nice, well-pressed, strong placket. Next up, you want to look at, you know, just look at that shirt and make sure in and around the collar, because it's not going to be brought together by a necktie. Make sure all the buttons are, you know, sewn on correctly. Small things like that. Next up, let's talk about the color. Let's talk about the pattern. So the shirt now is going to be the centerpiece. And yes, you can, I think it looks great to just go with a simple white crisp shirt, or maybe a solid, you know, dark color or a light colored blue. Those all work. And understand that darker colors in general are going to be more casual, but you can have a little bit more fun with the shirt. You can bring in patterns. You can bring in florals. You can bring in shirts that are a little bit more loud. These are going to be more casual. They'll work as well with the casual suit that you're wearing. And this right here is where you can have a lot more fun. Now, the age-old question, do you leave just the top button unbuttoned or do you go for a second button? This really depends on the shirt and how much you're going to show in and around the chest area. I know some guys, because they've got maybe a lot of hair, they're gonna keep it buttoned up a bit more. Other guys want to go for a much more casual look, especially during the summer. Now, this brings in part three of this, which is the undershirt. So for me, if you're wearing an undershirt underneath, which I highly recommend, I would go for the V-neck. The only time I think a crew neck should be shown or works, you know, pretty well for a guy is if he has a lot of chest hair and you want to keep that chest hair under control. You got like a mini Chewbacca thing going on there. That's perfectly fine. Now, if you're conscious about your chest hair and it's coming out, definitely you could look to do some manscaping, just use trim it a bit. I'm not going to say that you need to shave it or that even having some chest hair protruding is something that you shouldn't do, but I will say it can be distracting. And that's what we're trying to avoid overall in the look. When you're putting an image and a particular outfit together, you want to go for understated elegance. You want it to be something that they don't remember exactly what you were wearing, but you just looked good. You were stylish because you want people to remember you. So the undershirt is there just to kind of, you know, keep it. And you don't want to, yeah, show that top on a crew neck if you can avoid, if you can help it. So definitely look to bring in the V-neck. Now let's talk about pocket squares. So because you don't have the necktie there, the pocket square has now become a lot more important. And this is where you want to bring in a pocket square, in my opinion, with some color, with some pizzazz, with a little bit of pop. And this is where you can have fun with a unique fold. This is where you're going to send the message that, no, I didn't forget to wear a necktie. In fact, you can tell by the pocket square here, I'm bringing in a little bit of color. I've got a little bit of flamboyance here with the outfit. And this is a controlled look. And that's why I think the pocket square is so great. And again, guys, if you go over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode91, I'm going to have all the show notes over there, and I'm going to link to different ways that you can fold your pocket square. I've got complete infographics and videos on this so that you can make sure to wear that pocket square and just look great. Next up, let's talk about shoes. And similar to the suit, I like to go with something a bit more casual. Yes, you can wear a black pair of Oxfords, classic. You know, those Balmorals are going to work, and that's a classic clothes lacing system that works with any suit, but you can dress these down a bit. You can go with contrasting leathers, maybe look at some Derbies. You can all of a sudden bring in something that's got a bit of suede in it. You can bring in brogues, go usually for a darker color, although you can, again, have fun with this, go with lighter colored, light brown brogues. You can bring in loafers, a wide range here of loafers. Don't bring in boat shoes. I think that's a little bit too casual. Maybe during the summer, though, if it's a really casual suit and the shoes looking, they're a little bit more put together. They're not a casual pair of boat shoes, which, yes, there are degrees of boat shoe, but I would prefer maybe a monk strap. Go with a no-show sock during the summer. During the winter, just go with a darker color in general because of everything out there. You can even bring in a pair of Chelsea boots. I like slip-ons on and off when I'm traveling, and I think Chelsea boots during the winter months look great. You could even bring in a pair of dress boots, assuming that they're built on basically a dress shoe design, not the combat boot design. I've talked about the differences, but basically look for something with a leather sole and you're going to be safe with the suit. Finally, guys, let's talk about cufflinks, lapel pins, boutonnieres, watches. I think all of these you can have a little bit more fun with. Again, we're putting together a casual look. You can bring in some color here. You can have fun with all of this. But I would say all of these have a heightened sense of importance, again, because you don't have the necktie. And the big message that we're trying to send here is that this is a calculated outfit. It's one you thought about, you put together, and now that you're wearing, boom, you're owning it. And that's what I want to see, guys. All right, guys, so that's it. If you want more, again, go check out the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode91. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.